where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
With an update from SarniaNewsToday.ca, I'm Josh Boyce. Traffic is being impacted on the 402 still today as protests continue against vaccine mandates. Lambton OPP closed the westbound 402 at Nauvoo Road this morning, while the Federal Bridge Corporation closed the westbound on-ramp at Front Street. Local trucker David Alderton is still in Ottawa as part of the ongoing Freedom Convoy demonstrations.
I have kids and I have family, and they are sick of the mandates, and we do not want these needles forced upon us, considering even Justin Trudeau, that is supposedly triple vaccinated, has caught COVID. And so it shows how much that this science isn't working.
No delays are currently reported heading into Port Huron, but eastbound commercial traffic is waiting longer than 3 hours to come into Canada. Lambton Public Health Services in Point Edward are being temporarily relocated off-site due to border protests in the area. The health unit says the safety of staff, clients, and community partners that access services is of utmost importance. Further details are posted to SarniaNewsToday.ca. Meanwhile, Windsor Police have requested additional senior government resources to address the ongoing blockade at Ambassador Bridge. It's estimated over $450 million of goods cross the Windsor-Detroit border each day. Traffic on the Ambassador Bridge has been interrupted for nearly 3 days. Police in Ottawa are telling protesters clogging the nation's capital to clear the streets or risk being charged criminally. The warning comes nearly 2 weeks into the anti-vaccine mandate protest that was gridlocking Ottawa's downtown. Police say in a statement that demonstrators must stop blocking streets or face the possibility of being charged with mischief to property. There have been two more COVID-related deaths in Sarnia Lambton, for a total of 33 since the beginning of the new year. There were 70 new cases reported today and 45 recoveries. Active infections are at 237. 13 locations in Sarnia are now offering free rapid tests. Minister of Health Christine Elliott announced the rollout today, saying 5 million free rapid tests are going to be made available each week at over 2,300 pharmacy and grocery stores across Ontario.
Participating retailers will decide how to distribute tests to best serve their communities, including through appointment bookings, at checkout, or through online orders.
There's going to be a limit of one box of 5 tests per household per visit. And a Plimpton, Wyoming man is being hailed as an outstanding farmer through a recent award. Brian Scunions was recently recognized by the Lambton Soil and Crop Improvement Association, the St. Clair Region Conservation Authority, and Parkland Farms for work he's done not only in agriculture, but within the community. In sports, the Sarnia Sting host Guelph. Broadcast time is 6:30 on CHOK. The Red Wings face Philly in one of 6 games in the NHL. The Montreal Canadiens have fired head coach Dominique Ducharme, and the Raptors face OKC in the NBA. Mainly cloudy tonight, the chance of flurries or rain showers, low minus 1. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance of flurries, high plus 1. Snow in the forecast on Friday, changing to rain by afternoon, high 3, and mainly cloudy Saturday, high minus 6.
Find these stories online at SarniaNewsToday.ca.